Bildungsentwicklung Tanz, ein Forschungsprojekt, konzipiert, gestaltet und realisiert von Paul Vosser. Heute mit
Chen Qiufei und Wang Hongyu. Hello, today we have two special guests directly connected from Shenzhen. Chen Qiufei, Western name Ming Ming, and Wang Hongyu, Western name Frank. Chen Qiufei is dancer, teacher, and choreographer, one of the top 10 Chinese Dance Lotus Award dancers. She's currently a senior professional of contemporary dance at the Shenzhen Art School in China. In 2013, she was invited to Germany for an exchange visit as a cultural delegate. Since 2016, she has joined the international cooperation project between Shenzhen Art School and Tanzart Ost-West, and she's involved in the deep research and development of contemporary dance teaching material for dance graduates of secondary professional dance college. The aim of this project is to promote understanding and awareness of contemporary dance through body exploration and improvisation. Wang Hongqi is Director of International Affairs Office, Shenzhen Art School. Take charge of International Art Exchange Project of Shenzhen Art School since 2006. Since 2016, he has planned and joined international cooperation project between Shenzhen Art School and Tanzart Ost-West. So, hello Ming Ming and hello Frank.
Hi, hello, Paolo.
Ni hao, ni hao. So, would you like to add any information about what the short biography?
Paolo, for me, thanks so much for introduction. And everything looked fine. And thanks for your introduction. Let me ask Mimi. Today also, I will be the interpreter of Mimi for her translation. Mimi, Paolo, 问对你的简介，一切都没有问题吧？嗯。
没有问题，非常好，我听得特别好。
Very nice. Mimi is very happy for the introduction. Everything looked perfect. Good.
Cool. Thank you. So first of all, thank you very much for agreeing to do this interview for my platform, Bildung Entwicklung Tanz, Educational Development Dance. And of course, thank you for your time, your precious time. I will start with my first question. How does education relate to dance for you?
First of all, we are very happy to have this interview with our old friend, Paolo. And hi, and good morning, and good afternoon from China. And me and Mimi actually will answer the question together. And of course, in the interview, you will hear Chinese and English together, okay?
Perfect, so, perfect.
I will translate now. Mimi, 首先问我们两个的问题来说，对我们来说，教育和舞蹈的关系是什么？有什么样的关系？对于我们来理解，你就可以开始说了。明明。
好，收到。首先我觉得这个问题提的特别好。因为教育和舞蹈这两个点，是我每天都会碰触到的，但是很少会有这样的一个关联起来去深入的思考。因为他这个问题是特别适合于从事舞蹈教学的教师群体啊，这也是让我能够第一次特别特别正式的去深入的去思索。
好。
Okay.
First of all, as a Ming Ming and me as Frank, and we're working in school, we are in the frontier of the education, dance education. This is a wonderful question. And as a dance teacher, which we are thinking about every day. And Mimi mentioned that it's a very good question that brought her in the deep thinking, what have any related with education and dance.
Mm-hmm. 好，然后这两个词我想先就是分开来说我的理解。首先是教育，就是中文的话我们是可以把它去拆开去解读的，比如说教就是教授，那么育就是孕育，那么教的话我们从技能的方面去理解， 但是孕育的话，它不仅仅是知识的技能，更是一个动态的育人的过程。好。
And next, in order to answer this question, first of all, we want to mention the education in Chinese. What that means in Chinese. In Chinese, education is the face made by two words. The pronunciation is 教育. 教 and 育 is two words, which means two different things. And in China, which complete education. First, 教 means give some people a technique, teach some people a technique. And 育 is raise some people up, bring them up. So 育 is the higher level education. Is teach you not only the technique and teach you how to be a complete person. So that is our philosophy and our culture gave us understanding of the education.
然后我再想说一下舞蹈，因为舞蹈的话，我们这个有西汉的一个学者，他在《诗经》中提到了，首次提到了舞蹈的概念。那么就是情动于中而行于言，言之不足而嗟叹之，嗟叹不知不足故咏歌之，咏歌之不足手之舞之足之蹈之，演化为现在的舞蹈。那么意思就是说，我们的情感在心里被触动的时候就会化作语言，当我们无法用语言去表达的时候，我们就要去唱歌。假如连唱歌都不能表达出我们这个强烈的情感的时候，我们就要动用全身这种自然的舞蹈就生发出来了。
Then is explanation of the Chinese what means dance, 舞蹈。Mimi would like to have the Asian Chinese poetry, which from thousand years of China already have a very deep description of the dance.And the briefly meaning of this poetry, which Mimi is reading just now, is when something is touching your heart, you want to express, usually you use language. But when the language is limited of express this feeling, you begin to think, sing the song. But if sing the song is still not enough to expressthe feeling of the emotion from your heart, you begin to move your body. That describes what dance means to us, even from ancient Chinese.
Thank you. 当舞蹈和教育这两个词糅合在一起的时候，就会发生一个不可思议的化学效果。因为在我们看来，舞蹈是更关乎于天性自然的发生，但是教育它偏向于理性。Mm.而且是有系统有规划的设计的教学活动。
So, as a meaning, as an educationer, and when the dance meet education, these two words make incredible chemical together. For her, dance is more related to what is native needed. It's very nature. It's from our DNA. But education is more based on the systematic,and the logic way to teach some people is a part of human activities who teach and grow.
转化为舞蹈教育的话，我们现在针对的是舞蹈中专的舞蹈教学，因此在专业训练的方面，我们不能失去训练身体的这个特点，但是也要注重舞蹈思维对于一个完整的舞者的重要性。正是有了这种训练结合，我们的舞蹈才会更加的灵动有灵魂，也会体现出教育的完整含义。
So here, I made me feel both sides as the dance as native needed and also education as the logic needed. These two is like yin yang in China. Everything needs to be in the balance. SoWhen we're doing the education, and especially for dance education, we need respect the needed from nature as the dance. Also, we need to follow the systematic and the logic education rules together. And then that can not only create a good answer and also create and bring up an interesting soul, an interesting and nice human being.
那在舞蹈教育里面的话，我们认为教是基础，它是用舞蹈技能作为基础开发身体的能动性，育就是孕育，那么最终通过个人的开发，个人风格意识的引申，最后孕育出舞蹈的灵魂，自由，孕育出身体美、心灵美和完整的一个人格的舞者。
So education for Mingming is a basic.Education for Mingming is to teach kids a basic knowledge of the body and of the dance, of the technique. And later, the bring the kids up means after the education, after the basic education, you need base focus on every kid's individuality, their free spirit, their free soul to raise them up.Become a unique dancer and unique spirit. So that make them a real artist. And that bring them up to the real stage of the arts.
因此在这个过程里我想说最后一点就是我们有共性的教是老师给予的技能。但是这个育更重要的是包含着学生他主体的思考主体的生发，这个育它就是一个非常动态的美丽的动词。
Mm-hmm. So again, we play this word with 教育 education in Chinese. 教 is basic what we teach them. 育 is how much as a teacher, as a system, how we respect their individuality to give them space to grow.And to respect them as an individual soul.
这是我个人的一些见解。
Paulo, that's all for the question. Thank you.
Great, great, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So I go with my second question. Today I feel particularly honored to be able to have two guests like you, both.Because together we are collaborating on one of the projects I love most, because you are my friends, and because thanks to your contribution, we can now confront ourselves with another culture and another educational system, the Chinese one. Furthermore, Frank, who does not come from the world of dance, can today also, thanks to this project, call himself a good contemporary dance and improvisationexpert. I would like to tell us briefly about how the dance education system works in China, how this collaboration project came about, what your motivation were, and what your expectations are. And, dear Frank, as an observer from outside the dance world, what are your thoughts on this art as an educational tool?
Okay. First of all, and it's our honor to be interviewed by our dear friend. We came to China twice, and we've been online teaching almost 1 year. And we know each other. We know each other's family, the characters, and it's very treasure, especially in this situation under COVID. So during the teaching of the class, we are not only build up.A project for, like what always Paulo mentioned, is not only build a platform and project to only teaching and exchange, it's build up the project to exchange the understanding of the dance and understanding of culture to meet each other in a new area and to create something new. It never happened before. It is also very much for the spirit of the improvisation. It's not happened before, it's not happening in the future, it's happening now. It's the chemical between two countries, two person, and two human beings, two group of human beings. So that's a wonderful experience. So now I will translate what Paulo's question to Miming, and me and Miming together will answer this question, I think it will give a complete vision of what it means for this question. Miming, Paulo 刚才说他非常荣幸啊、yeah. 非常荣幸采访我们这两位老朋友，因为呢这个因为我们俩的努力啊，这个国际项目得以实施，然后在这个过程中呢，在这个过程中我们学习到了很多，所以说包括我本人在内 Paulo 在说，从外头一个旁观者自己又变成了其实是一个很懂现代艺术现代舞蹈的一个即兴表演者，然后呢他就第二个问题就是还是从一个介绍一下中国的总体的就是介绍一下我们这个项目，就是他刚才在讲这个介绍我们这个项目的初衷和想法，包括结合中国，我觉得可以把这两个问题结合在一块儿回答，
揉在一起，
中国的现状为什么要搞这个项目，这个项目对揉在一起，然后呢最后我再讲讲我作为一个旁观者、嗯、对于我来说我跟进这个项目对我个人有什么帮助，或者我从我眼中看，从非专业角度看的，从你身上我身上学生身上的变化，好吧，你来先说。嗯，
好的好的，没问题，非常感谢 Paulo 的这个提问，
就简短揉到一起。对，
好的，我很荣幸来做这个第二个问题的回答者。首先我想说一下目前我们中国的这个舞蹈教学系统的一个现状。我就想说呢，其实我们目前国内的这个舞蹈生态它分为以下两个板块，那么其实就是创意舞和传统舞。因为我们的这个传统舞，对，因为我们中国有一个非常绚丽多彩的这个中华文明上下五千年的历史，所以它每个历史阶段都有各自的这种舞蹈文化，所以说我们才孕育了我们的中国古典舞啊、汉唐舞啊、中国民族民间舞啊，包括这个我们外国过来的这个芭蕾，它都处于这个传统舞的这个系列内。为什么呢？就是我们的标准就是它都是有据可依啊，有据可循，所以说他们的意识形态、身体符号，包括这种动作的标准都是固定的啊，我们是这么去分类的。嗯，
好。First of all, Miming and me would like to introduce the current situation of the Chinese dance education. Generally, in China, we separate the dance education into two very big parts. The first part is traditional dance. What we call traditional dance also include ballet. First of all, Chinese traditional dance, because we have a huge long history of China, we have many different nationality, many different destiny and history. So it brings a lot of different traditional Chinese dance. This is a big history book to study. And all this, and also all this dance, we have a book, we have a history,to learn. So that is something traditional and fixed, how the student learn. Include ballet is also from the Western country, which also is from the history.
在这个一点呢，我就想说我们学生为什么进行学习，除了这个舞蹈训练之外，他们还肩负着一个非常重要的使命，就是将我们这个绚丽的这种舞蹈文化能够一代一代的传承下去，这是传统舞的一个这个宗旨。
So for the education of the traditional dance is mainly let our next generation to heritage our culture and to pass it as a civilization to the next and next generation. So they are the culture carrier of as a dancer.
然后近些年来呢，我们非常非常有名的学者专家也在发生不同的讲座啊，也在发生是他们意识到了我们这些传统舞在新时代下也应该有所继承与发扬，那么在发扬中我们就在找各自的这个发展的路径。
Of course, as a dancer and researcher, manydancer and teacher in their area of the teaching traditional dance also thinking to promote and innovate traditional Chinese dance education and the way how they perform. So that is like the biologic way of their individual dance. They are growing and also changing by the age.
那么接下来我就想说一下我们的第二板块，也就是现在我们越来越萌发出更多的想法和现状的这么一个现象，就是我们的创意舞。所以说我们现在不得不以提到我们这个学校跟我们德国东西方国际舞蹈联盟的这么一个合作项目啊，也是我们率先在这个中专深圳艺术学校率先在中专设立的这个现代舞的特色课程。
And next part of the dance in China, this be separate, is contemporary dance, modern dance. We call this a new dance. So now here is a time we mentioned about our cooperation between Shenzhen Art School with Polo, with Ost-West Dance Festival. And that is the purpose of our cooperation. Shenzhen Art School, as the highest art high school, is the first in China open this major on the curriculum for teach kids the contemporary dance.
所以说我们的目的宗旨并不是局限于我们多开设了一门课，而是希望借助这种先进的舞蹈理念，它更是一种理念，像一个舞蹈哲学一样，能够激发我们深层的思考，并且能够辐射到我们其他的舞种上。
The philosophy after behind this international project is not only just open the curriculum for teachers, the kids and students, contemporary dance, is the rich philosophy.Of understanding of the body of the mind for the contemporary dance could actually raise all the traditional dancers a different level, give them a new idea of the body and themselves.
然后我们是希望借助这种现代舞的理念，并结合我们国家、我们学校中职舞蹈学生的身心特点，能够着力于人体科学为依托，舞蹈思维的开发。创造力的培养、心灵疗愈等多个维度的教学，也制定出一套我们围绕以中国传统文化审美原则基础上进行的创新性的诠释课程。
And this project is not only the project we just bring the method and system from Western country or from Germany or from whatever come to China directly teach here. This is a research project.We are excited to introduce this project because all this project is tailor-made based on the Chinese culture, Chinese student, Chinese body, and Chinese philosophy and mind, and learn from the system of the training of the contemporary, the understanding, the philosopher from the Western country, the contemporary dance, for the contemporary dance. We are born and raised a new idea.
非常感谢感恩能够与这个我们德国东西方联盟这个合作，因为我们历届的老师包括 Polo 老师，我们很多的老师，我们这个专家团队给我们了很多很多的思考，很多的想法啊，以及具体我们在课程中我们预计产生最后的这个效果是我们的现代舞的课程标准、教学大纲以及精品课例集等系列教材，而且希望这些成果的产出能够更好的在我们全国的艺术院校中进行推广，并且让更多的我们的兄弟院校受益。
And the main purpose of this project is by research by the team with Shenzhen Art School and the expert team from Germany, and we are research and practice making the new syllabus to teach Chinese dancer.Which is a perfect product to teach Chinese kids because this project is research tailor-made for Chinese students. So this, the purpose and the ending and this project goes to, in 2 years, we will make a teaching material and this material can used by all the dance high school in China, on which all the student teacher will benefit.By this perfect and wonderful project.
之前参加过我们几届大师课的学生，他们在 学习之后他们拓展了他们自己的专业视野，更加具有国际化的视野，因此他们在大学的时候就非常明确自己的职业方向与目标。对于学生来说，他们非常受益，不仅是在技能上，包括他们的舞蹈思维，包括他们的理想未来的职业规划，都有了非常非常拓展性的这种变革性的这种变化。他们很多人选择了在这个现代舞上继续前行，有很多现在是活跃于我们这个国际舞坛。
So come back to the result of our cooperation. You know, we have started this project since 2016, 2017. And of course, already some of students is already graduate as educational, as a teacher. I'm very excited to see the chemical change, revolutionary change of this generation of the student, which is been through this project.And the big difference is, first of all, they open their eyes. They understand. We open more window for them. So many of the good students, many of the dancers choose to become contemporary dancers. And also, even they are still the ballet dancer, are still Chinese traditional dancer. Their body language, their understanding of the body and their individuality, it's much deeper.So it brings them a better artist. So that is the result. Whatever student themselves and teacher, we can all observe.
最后我想说的是，包括我本人在内，经历了这个一系列的这个学习之后，我自己对于舞蹈的本质的认知其实有非常非常深刻的变化。包括我的学习到的技能，我的自己心灵的感悟。包括每一位老师说出来的每一句话都让我觉得舞蹈是真的是非常非常神圣，然后是我真的是我人生中的一个非常重要的一部分。
But come back to myself as a dance teacher, through this project, for me, it's like a new birth of myself. Through this teaching with expert like Paulo, like other rest of teacher with our student,Not only the students grow, like Paulo always mentioned to us, we all grow. And through this, I go more deep myself and more deep understanding of dance and education, these two words. So I feel I was reborn and I was a new self.
制定出一套真的有中国特色、立足于我们中国传统审美的现代舞课程，在国际中进行发声，能看到我们新时代下我们对于现代舞的理解理念。
So, as an experiencer, as a one who been through this wonderful project, is make me more confidence and determined to continue this project and make the syllabus and curriculum which.Give to more students and more teachers to use this project to benefit. And that is, and also this kind of material can use from other foreign countries to understand more about Chinese culture with contemporary concept.
Okay. 这是我的一点见解。
Yes. And that is Mingming's experience and me and Mingming's experience for teaching Paulo. And, For myself, it's been a very interesting story, and I would like to share with everybody. I study English and international like arts exchange. I joined this project since 2016, but before I went to Gießen and Germany to join many times the Contemporary Dance Festival. At the beginning, I really don't understand. I cannot get what the show and what dancer want to express on the stage. And through this project,with Mingming, with student, we go deep every time. Go to the classroom, deep breathe, feel your body on the floor, feel yourself, your soul going out to your body. It's for me more like a meditation, mindfulness. So you come back to yourself. I think that I see student being to the contemporary dance class more like a therapy.Go to the psychology. the students are very relaxed and they do something they like. So the student befriend with me, of course, after they graduate. They told me this is one of the most wonderful experience for themselves. They speak for themselves, they dance for themselves, not anymore for entertainment, for like just like teacher see how beautiful I am, I can to turn 100 times. But in the contemporary dance class, they can be there themselves. They are tall, they are short, they have any problem, they can all show themselves. So I think for me, as an observer of this class, especially for teenage, the contemporary education is a big contribution for their growth, for stand for their individuality, to protect themselves and include myself. So that is what I feel, Paulo. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Very nice word. and said it for a very beautiful way and from your heart. So I will not add any things. And I will jump just to my last question.
Yes.
How do you think education of the body should be in the future?
Very deep question. Mingming, 最后一个问题, mm-hmm. Paulo, 最后一个问题, mm. 就是我刚才, 之前给你说过的, 就是, 最终你觉得在未来, 在我们的未来的教育, 未来的教育发展, 包括我们现在做这个教程也是, 在未来这个教育发展, 来说, 你觉得身体的教育, 就身体的, 我们刚才, 身体舞蹈律动的教育, 应该是什么样的? 真正舞蹈的未来发展是什么样的? 对。
我不知道我的理解准不准确啊，但是就尽可能的按照我的理解来说，因为我是这样子的，在教授这个课程的过程中，我也看到了学生在这个普遍。 他们在中专阶段出现的一个存在的一个现象，就是他们会有一些多频率的受伤。那么有些非常不错的学生，甚至因为受伤的这个影响，就完全导致他影响了未来的他的职业发展，他的这个艺术之路就由此中断。所以说这是一件非常让人惋惜的事情，而且也是需要我们现在目前非常要关注的事情。我认为未来的舞蹈的教育。
身体的教育首先是应该是用一种科学的理念去训练身体。Good. Okay. First of all, Mingming Feel is very deep question and very good question for dancer herself and teacher herself. As a teacher, there's been this many years, and she already have 100 of the students as a dancer. The one who frustrated her and all the dancer is injured, body injured. Whatever you are in the education part, you are studying in the university, or then you're going to the professional dance company, the injured always like a curse following a dancer. For her, the future of the body, education of the body, should in the future should more connect with science to follow the body, the true body, what is good for us, understand more by the modern technologies.
所以说我在设想我们未来的发展方向，比如说我们真的要用崭新的理念去展开这种科学化的训练，尽力的去保障和提高我们新一代舞者的健康与表现。
I can imagine the new future should be every dancer have their own file, and by the science, by the more deep understanding of every individual body, to tailor-made their own training plan. So to respect their body and protect every dancer inside and outside.
除了学生学习基础的人体科学知识，比如说解剖学、人体力学、运动学，他们的思维建立了一定的认识之上，我们还要发展一些科学的这种舞蹈科学的训练史，比如说我们有专业的适合专业学生的器材训练器材，我们利用这些器材去进行针对性的训练，包括我们为受伤的学生可以利用这些器材去做一些辅助的训练。And
not only in the near future, not only provide the student to understand the science of the move, the science of the body, all this basic knowledge. And she believed they should have some new equipment should be invented. It's like Pilates, invented to just for dancer, for the dancer to practice the muscle, to the dancer to, when they are injured, to recover themselves. It's like therapy.
因此呢，我觉得，其实我有多年的，也是从事舞蹈教学，有很多年的这个经验。但是我觉得仅仅凭经验去解释，但是我们的时代是进步的，很多问题我们需要用科学的数据去理清问题的始末，而且要找到用科学去分析问题，解决问题。
Now the computer science is very advanced. All the data, individual data, you can analyze what happened and why it happened.Because as a teacher, as a dancer herself, when she learned dance when she was young, every teaching and teacher, the way of the education is based on the experience. Okay, you do this because I was young, I learned like that. But sometimes the experience is not right. Even it success 10 times, but one time not success, you were injured or what destroyed some people's life. So all those data, individual data,should follow everyone and become a computer science. So you are easily to understand meaning, dancer like this. She can do the movement like that, but not that like that. So that's, what the dream of meaning in the future.
说一个小小的插曲，我们这个学期 Paulo 老师在给我们上线上课程的时候，我们学生每次课后我们都会做一个课堂总结，然后其中有一个男孩子就问我，他说明明老师，为什么我觉得看起来 Polo 老师年龄很大了，就是但是他做起动作来那么的灵活，就是而且感觉他的身体很健康。
嗯，
然后我跟他说，我说，我们的 Polo 老师他一定是非常非常了解自己的身体，包括他的骨骼肌肉怎么去运动，他怎么能够让自己在一个极限范围内去进行一个探索。
And I, in the end of the interview, I would like to share a story of our student who followed the class of with Paulo, through the screen, of course. A boy, after the, because every class, we were having international project, student is asked request to write, their self report from what they are thinking, their body, their mind. So one of the boy come to Mimi, ask, Mimi, Paulo look an old man. I'm sorry, Paulo, for that. But he look a much younger man than me as body. Because the boy is 14, 15. When Paulo begin to move his body, he's younger than me. Oh, this 15 boy said. And everything is so smooth and beautiful and powerful. And Mimi explained the boy.Is that because Paulo know better his body and know his limited. And he study that. He take a long time to study that. But as a boy, as this boy, he know very less about his body. That's why it's very easy to get injured.
所以说我认为就是刚才说的是我们认为中专的孩子他应该具备的一个基本的能力，保证自己不受伤。所以在他的概念里面，他觉得到了这个年龄可能就已经无法去这么自如的跳舞了，所以他感到很惊叹。那我认为如果是再放远看，就是这个中专之后，我们到大学里面也应该去致力积极的去推动这个舞蹈科学的发展，因为我们可以将它纳为一个当做一个课程的发展方向，我们可以有些学生他是专注于这个方向去研究，然后在老师的这种引导下，他们可以专注的去进行学习。
So that is a base, what as a high school dance teacher, what I feel about the future body education should be. Thank you. Hello.
Great.Thank you. Thank you. I like the comment of the young boy. Great.
Sorry, Tim, I'm old also.
Ah, no, it's great. So Dear Frank and dear Ming Ming, thank you very much for your contribution. I hope your words and sharing, I'm sure about this, of sharing of your experience and path inspire our listener and may this short conversation result a new connection for a free and productive exchange of knowledge. And of course, may this contribute to a new discussion and enrich and improve the education system of dance and through dance, and I would say between country and between culture and between all the people. So thank you.
Thank you
very much.
It's a wonderful opportunity for us.
Yes, for me, it was a great opportunity.
Das Forschungsprojekt würde durch das Förderprogramm Distanzen finanziert. Distanzen ist Teil des Hilfsprogramms Tanz, das im Rahmen von Neue Start Kultur, eine Initiative der Beauftragten der Bundesregierung für Kultur und Medien, gefördert ist.